BZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
KZN Treasury has assured Itala depositors that government will work to protect their funds. The department says it supports Itala's decision to challenge the Prudential Authority's application for the provisional liquidation of the entity. The regulator, which tasked the repayment administrator to look into the operations of Itala, said it believed the liquidation was in the best interest of the over 250,000 depositors. The RA found that Itala is technically and legally insolvent and ordered it to stop accepting deposits and processing withdrawals. Itala plans to challenge the order, which it says came despite the bank's assurances of financial stability. Inkosi Kona Duma is the spokesperson for the Provincial Finance Department.
KwaZulu-Natal MEC for Finance, Mr. Francois Rogers, is concerned by the approach and attitude adopted by the Repayment Authority under the leadership of Mr. Johannes Kruger. Since his appointment by the Prudential Authority, it appears that Mr. Kruger has been hell-bent on taking over control of the entire Itala operation, a move which has hamstrung operations at the bank and in fact compounded the challenges.
Meanwhile, the IFP has described the move by the PA as provocative, ill-advised, and an attack on the bank. The EFF says it's concerned about the impact this will have on the elderly and working-class people in rural areas who relied on the bank. Two people have been killed after they were knocked by a truck and a car on the N3 near Merivale. Midlands EMS spokesperson Roland Robinson was on the scene yesterday. He says two other people who were in the car were also injured.
The two pedestrians have been hit by a car and a truck. Unfortunately, both pedestrians sustained fatal injuries and were declared deceased on scene by Midlands EMS paramedics.
And abroad, Israel's cabinet has approved a deal for a ceasefire in Gaza. It's hoped the pause in the 15-month war with Hamas will bring both sides closer to ending their deadliest and most destructive fighting ever. The agreement will also involve the release of Israeli hostages and Palestinian prisoners. This man says he doesn't know whether his 84-year-old grandfather, who was taken by Hamas in the October 7th attacks of 2023, is dead or alive.
I try not to prepare too much because I don't know how he will come back. So, like, it's impossible to prepare to a celebration and a funeral together. I just hope a miracle will come. He will come on 2 feet.
That clip courtesy of Sky News. Partly cloudy conditions predicted for most parts of KZN today. Durban and Ulundi, a high of 29. Ladysmith, 34. Moira River, 33. Pietermaritzburg, Richards Bay and Newcastle, 31. Cockstead and Underberg, 30. And Margate, 28. In Durban, we've got 2-meter high sea swells this morning with sunset at 7 p.m. Cape Town, 22. Johannesburg, 26. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhyal.